Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Welcome to the last drop, the one-year edition of, or the three-year edition of the Craft Beer Week here. I'm your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
In this whole anniversary month of April, as we celebrate the first of minis up in here, so much that I even went through some old photos and I found that first craft beer episode we did, Cody.
Oh, did you know?
Yeah, but then I realized I had to scrap that photo because we didn't really upload that. I see the time frame on the photos too. I was like, "Oh my god, we was doing this all fucking day."
I think there's some kind of potential, like some sort of meme or some sort of like artwork we can make out of that lost episode. Something we can do with that, like that. Like the mythical lost episode of the last drop.
You should do like an audio book of it.
Like a documentary.
Cody comes over to my place at 1 o'clock afternoon. And for some reason, it's now 9 p.m. and we're still recording. I think it said 9:36 on that photo that I took, whatever.
Oh my God.
Why did that take so long?
I'm messing around with this fucking. I got this two display thing going on. People, bear with me because I keep moving my mouse between screens and shit. And then like the Zoom camera's like going off to the side. I'm not trying to do all that shit.
Usually you have to extend the display, not duplicate the display.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. But for some reason, like because I have on my MacBook, I have this setting where you go to a corner, shit will like go off to the side, like a hot corner, it's like a shit. But
I'm offended by your dream catchers behind you, but you know, as a proud Native American man, I must say, I'm insulted, sir. I have
that, you know, that 0.0001
offended. Hey, I'm more than 0.001. My mother's Native American.
No, I'm fucking with you.
I'm not Kyrie Irving.
I'm just saying, you know, black people be like,
"Oh yeah, yeah.
I got a Native American in me.
I'm a Cherokee Indian.
The fuck up.
I'm Cherokee Indian. I knows what I's doing. I'm Cherokee.
It's like that Leprechaun Alabama video. My great great grandfather who was Irish.
He was a leprechaun hunter and he used his magic flute right here.
Goddamn, that motherfucker didn't have a speck of Irish in him. I don't like that shit.
You know, it's always the southern black people that think that too.
Yeah.
Because that was all my family in Kentucky. I remember we went to a reunion. They were all talking about, like, I got Cherokee in there. I said, every Negro says that shit. I swear to God.
And it's always Cherokee. It's like,
yeah, it's always Cherokee. Like, as if, like, that's like a new name for black or something like that. Like, oh, yeah, Cherokee Indian or whatever. It's just, that's why when you talk about other races and shit, most people just go, like, ain't that just another phrase for black?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't remember the name of my grandfather's tribe. My mother found
it. I don't mind.
Oh,
from the
you did your Kyrie training.
That's right. My dad told me we're from the Seminole tribe.
Wow. Do you know how to spell that?
Hell no. I know there's like an X at the end. That's all I know.
And you ain't getting no land.
Nope. I wasn't expecting that. It's cool to know, I guess. I don't know.
You know, when my mother found out she was Native American, when she found her real father and shit like that, and he was like full blood Native, that was the first thing that popped in my head. Land? I looked that shit up fast too. You should have seen me on the Google. I was typing like I never typed before with the fingers. I was like, ooh,
you get double the reparations.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, both my people were fucked. That's how you know God hates you, is if he makes you Indian and black. He's just like, yeah, he's like, I don't give a shit about your black ass now. Like, I'm going to make you. Too. The only thing missing is he should have just made me like a quarter Mexican. I would have really been.
Yep.
Oh, my God. And he should have made me a quarter Mexican and like a half gay. People probably like, how the fuck are you half gay? Like, I don't know. Bisexual. I don't know my pronouns, people. So you got to.
Reminds me, remember when Childish Gambino was like at the top of his fucking popularity, Music wise, remember who was our friend? He said, "Half whitish, half gay." Is that what he said?
I do remember that. He was like,
remember that,
man, because we had to think about that for a second. Like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. He bisexual? You telling me he getting some surgery done or something like that? What is he talking about right now?
I don't miss those times.
No,
I don't.
Man, talking about.
Go ahead.
Yeah, he used to be so popular. What happened?
I mean, he didn't brought music out in a while. That's what happened.
Yeah, I guess he.
Atlanta's back on too, which show I love.
I love that show too.
Just as good as it was. Yeah, left off.
Not a lot of buzz around it as much as it was previously.
No, I think because it
people don't know
the season back. Took so long to come back. Yeah,
yeah.
And the marketing hasn't been like crazy with it. It's not the type of show that you like market crazy anyway. Because this is like a very off the wall.
The only reason why I knew it was back is because a friend had tweeted about it or something like that. Mm-hmm. I said, "Oh shit, Atlanta's back on." Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. It's been so long, like Cody said.
It's been like, what, 2-3 years since that last?
Oh, it's 3 years now. Right? That's a long time, people.
Yeah. Of course, the pandemic cutting it. That's why it was like a bit of a delay there. But yeah.
And then, you know, This Is America. I mean, that just shocked the waves, Cody. So, I mean.
Mm-hmm. That fucking song.
Did Summertime come out after that?
I think it might have. Yeah.
Because I remember there was a point when we started liking his music, and then, like, This Is America came out, and we was like, oh, man. That was Summertime. I think it's called Summertime Madness, people. That came out for that Summertime, movie he did with Rihanna, where I think Cody had came to my place, and I was just, like, finished watching
it. I came on a tail end of it. I was like, what the fuck is going on in this movie?
I think we were recording too while it was still on too. Like, I think it was just wrapping up, and then we like kept stopping in the recording, talking, just like looking at the TV, just going like, "Damn, he just got shot."
I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I was like, "Yeah, well, the music's good in here." I don't know what the fuck is going on with the story, but the music's good at least.
And he keeps dancing around like a buffoon, but no, like he thought he was like the world's most in shape person, I guess, or whatever.
I forgot. Yeah, he had that fucked up looking.
That unproportioned body of his. Or whatever,
yeah, you
know? He looked like a little person and shit. You know, he was making them bug ass eyes with that fucked up hair. Guy, he's like, "Brother, you making money now? Come on, comb that hair. Please comb that hair."
I don't get why people they just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I was like, "Hey, you have all the resources. You got all the money in the world." Like,
look at KD. He's constantly look like a bum.
Oh, yeah. He got the naps. Yeah.
That brother looked ashy as fuck, too, though.
He did not give a fuck.
He looked like one of them crackheads that be in the Chappelle skit that be like the World Series of Dice.
He actually does.
I wouldn't be shocked if I saw him in that skit, like getting ready to roll some dice or something like that.
Yeah, you know? It don't help that the motherfucker's like 7 feet and weigh like 120 pounds and shit.
And plus, he always talking shit, too.
All those social media, got the murder account. Like, why do you even bother? Why do you let these people get to you, man? You're the shit. You're like he's a two-time champion, I think. Like,
you remember when that fan was encouraging him to be like, "Hey, KD, you got to take this game to the hole, brother." And then he was like, "You need to shut the fuck up and sit down." And even the ref was looking like, "Do I call a technical foul on that? Like, what do I do?
But KD, he's always been one of the dudes that let everything get to him. Like everything, he just stayed mad at shit.
I mean, when people supporting him, he tells him to shut the fuck up and sit down. It's like I really don't understand where he's coming from. Like that dude was like telling him to take the game over. I heard some people saying like, "Oh, KD don't need a fan to tell him to take the game over." It's like, it ain't like he fucking telling him like he has to do it. And I'm like
he's a fan of the game.
Yeah, he's just yelling at the game. He's a fan of KD, and he yelling, "Hey, take the game over." KD could either listen or not listen. Come on, brother. You ain't got to tell him to shut the fuck up and sit down. Like, come on. I'm not one of those neither that say, "Oh, that fan bought his house and shit like that," neither. But I was like, my brother sitting courtside or whatever and shit, and he's just yelling, getting in the game and shit. Ain't no different than the brother that's in the bleachers yelling at the fucking game.
That's it. People have said much worse.
Thank you. Way worse.
Shit, I'm talking. Look at all the insults related towards Russell Westbrook. He gets the worst of it.
Yeah.
Out of any player in the NBA.
And he deserves it. No, I'm just He fucking deserves it, because that brother delusional than a motherfucker, okay? Mm-hmm. So he deserves every fucking piece he get or whatever. I had never seen nobody more delusional than his ass. I thought I was delusional, but holy fuck. When I got older and that ugliness kicked in or whatever and shit, the realism kicked in as well, too. And I was like, well, I ain't making Westbrook money, so I guess I just better accept it.
Shit. Yeah.
This motherfucker, though.
What a failure of a fucking season for the Lakers. We can just talk about that just for a split second.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what's sad? I don't know if it's going to get any better next year.
No, it's probably going to be worse, actually, next year.
Yeah. We're hard cap with money, and we're like pretty much stuck with this fucking roster.
Yeah.
And Westbrook, he's pretty much untradeable.
Yeah, and so
I don't fucking know.
And he's like in his own little space of delusion too, like where he doesn't think he's going
to come off the bench. He doesn't think he hit the point in his career where he needs to fucking realize, like, dude, you don't have it like that no more. You're not that dude.
You never did, actually.
Like, if you want to you want to get a chip or shit, at least have hopes of winning a chip, you ass have to leave that second unit on the bench.
What? Or we could just give you to the Clippers.
Because clearly. Yeah. It didn't work this season, so why the fuck will you keep trying?
I'm just tired of him. I don't find him. I'm just tired. I don't even watch his game.
One of the worst trades in Laker history. And this is probably the worst season in Laker history, honestly. Most disappointing, easily.
Yeah, I about to say.
We were disappointed in that season. We got Karl Malone, Gary Payton, who went to the finals and lost Detroit back in 2004.
Why you got to bring up that shit,
man? At least we went to the finals.
Yeah, at least we was in the playoffs. I mean, it was a lot of things.
We didn't make the fucking playoffs. We can't make the fucking playing game.
What's so sad is LeBron playing his best year probably, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's really fucking playing his best. One of his best years, at least. You know, I think he's playing damn near his rookie year. Like
LeBron is going to be LeBron. There's like, I just know signs of slowdown on LeBron, which is fucking insane.
You know, I had was talking to somebody who I know don't really watch basketball that much or whatever, but she like keeps in when like the playoffs and all that shit came in, and she's like, she said LeBron ruined the Lakers or whatever. I said, you mean the guy that brought us a championship?
Brought us a chip?
That we haven't seen in 5 years before that? Huh. But that's ruined. Okay. I was like, I said to her, I said, yeah, because we were doing so much better before he came here, right? I mean, we were the
talk lighting up, weren't we? Yeah,
we was just lighting the field up. I mean, there was a period where after Kobe was gone, it was just like,
it was grim.
It was dark.
It was grim.
It was like, oof, we about to start playing that basement, huh? Like, this is getting kind of embarrassing. And she was just like, I just think he's not a leader like Tom Brady or whatever. And I was just like, oh my God, here we go.
Get the fuck out of here. I want to hear that shit.
I said, a leader like
Tom. I don't want to hear that. That first year he went to the finals, well, his first finals, I think it was 2007.
Yeah.
When he played the Spurs. Please tell me, look at that team.
Yeah.
Look at that roster. He brought that roster. And I don't give a fuck. People say, oh, this is weak. I don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck. That roster.
Last time I checked, too.
To the finals.
LeBron didn't get a coach fired like Tom Brady.
Uh-oh. Controversy.
Last time I checked, Frank Vogel still had a job. Where's Bruce Arians at, Cody? Oh, yeah, he's in the head office.
Speaking on Tom Brady, I love how he had like a week of that home life. And he was like, now, fuck this. I'm going back to NFL.
I was going to ask you, is it really called retirement if you're not playing?
Is it? Yeah, really?
It was like he was in the, it's funny because they always say like LeBron's a master manipulator of the social media. I was like, I don't know. Brady seemed to be the one that really over because he was the one that announced that retirement because he lost. He lost. He was not going to the Super Bowl. So he had to put that news stream media on him with this retirement because he knew it'd be bigger than anything else in the NFL right there and shit. And literally for a week he was just like, oh yeah, I could play with it after all those trades went down and shit, and his division got a little bit more easier.
It's like, and then Bruce Arians left. Tom Brady came. I don't know if Tom Brady had news of that beforehand, but he left like a day after.
Oh, yeah. Let's be real. He got rid of Bruce Arians. That was all Tom. That was awesome. That was not Bruce Arians' choice. There was no talk of Bruce Arians leaving or anything like that. Whatever. That was all Tom. Like, Tom got tired of.
Go ahead.
Tom got tired of all loosey goosey Bruce Arians. He said his brother, like, Bruce Arians is more of a Cody kind of guy. He like, fuck training. Let's go party real quick. Whatever. We'll come back to this later. You know, we'll come to and Tom saw that and was just like, I want this motherfucker gone. he's not like Daddy Belichick. You know, Tom was looking for that in between of Belichick.
Well, who is Belichick though?
I mean, Belichick was like the one extreme, and Bruce Arians that's was why, the man, other extreme.
That's why I brought that discourse about Belichick not being the reason fucking New England was successful all those years. When Tom Brady left, had like a off year or two with Cam Newton, but when they got what's that dude's name? Mac Jones, current quarterback.
Yeah,
chilling now. They good.
Well, I was gonna say, you know, it's that system and the Patriots because look how well Mac Jones started playing. The later the season went. Now, had he been the starter of the season, maybe we would have seen improvement. But since he just got he really just got thrown into the season out of nowhere. Yeah. To be honest,
people were saying shit. New England might go to the fucking Super Bowl last year. That's how good they were.
So I would keep my eye on Mac Jones.
Definitely
Mac Jones next year or this end of this year. I think he's actually going to stand out a little bit better. Like I said, he was just literally thrown into the game. Because of the whole Cam Newton didn't want to get vaccinated thing, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, and you know, Bill Belichick, he like, you want to do it with the team, but you get the fuck out of my goddamn son. You get the fuck out.
My way. Bill Belichick, he's the Greg Popovich of the NFL, and vice versa.
He'll kick your ass out the day of the game if you feel like you fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
You get the fuck off his field right now and put in his starting quarterback.
Get your ass. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So Brady all back and shit like that. That's all right. I hope my Niners. I was looking forward to my Niners whooping his ass last year, but you know, I actually wanted him to go for. I was like, I'd like for you to go further so my Niners could put that hurting on you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's that Trey Lance era now, Cody.
I gotta say, man, NFL's kind of getting more interesting lately. I should pay more attention to it.
This probably was the best trades and drafts.
It's a lot of fun keeping up with it. Off season wise, we never talk about NFL off season.
No, because I can give a fuck less. It's not interesting or whatever. But it's really fucking interesting now. I gotta say, especially all the trades and the Deshaun Jackson thing, all that stuff. It's like I find all of this interesting. It's like
You talking about Deshaun Watson?
Deshaun Watson, I said Jackson. Deshaun Watson, Deshaun Watson stuff. You know, all that stuff interested me as hell. The Baker Mayfield shit. You know, that brother about to be.
Oh yeah, because he's still on the Cleveland's payroll. Yeah. He hasn't done anything with him yet. I don't think he's gonna get traded. It's just where.
Well, let's be real. He about to be on the bench or get fired. Yeah. That's his two options. Like he about to get fired, bro. They are.
Where would it? What would Baker? I don't know why I see him like.
I don't know. He sucks. Like that's why.
Steelers. I think him with the Steelers.
I think they said. I don't know why I'm feeling. I think they said Seattle.
Oh, speaking of which, rest in peace to Dwayne Haskins, who died tragically yesterday
in a car accident.
Yeah, I think it was a dump truck. Man, that fucking sucks. 24 years old.
A car accident too. Yeah, I got to tell you, ever since I was in that car accident. I was in two in 1 year, a year time frame, whatever and shit. My ass get terrified sometimes of driving and shit. Be like,
I remember, I was in a car accident 5 years ago.
You was and worse than me.
I had major PTSD when I first started driving in after the accident.
Yeah.
I had PTSD like a motherfucker. I got over that shit. I was legit traumatized.
After the first one, I had got a new car or whatever, so I was all worried. Yeah. I was like, oh shit. I just got
my car. My car got completely fucking totaled, man.
Mine did too. Even though I drove that shit back from Century City to Long Beach that same night. But, it was
goddamn.
Yeah. I was trying to get away from the police.
Jesus.
That Beverly Hills Police Department, they grilled my ass as if I was a motherfucker that did it. Even though, like, I got ran into the hotel and they saw everything, security and shit, and they were on my side.
I remember that, man. And
the fucking cops was bullshitting me, talking about, why were you in the area? It's like, hold on, what? What they got to do with me being in an accident?
What were you doing here in Beverly Hills between the hours of...
Yeah, they did say that. They were like, why are you here so late or whatever and shit. And then, they were like, "You want? Can we just have you sit in the back seat of the car?" I just looked at them and was like, "I'm not a criminal."
They're basically saying black people have a curfew in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Cause I remember they were just like, they were like, sir, can we escort you to the back of the car or whatever? I said, I'm not a criminal. I don't need to be sitting in the back of the car. He was like, no. It's just to, you know, check on you, make sure. And I said, you can do that right here. I said, only people that sit in the backseat of that car is criminals. So people that getting arrested, I'm not sitting in the back of that police car or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you know what they told me? Sorry, there's no need to be hostile. Motherfucker, you just asked me what was I doing in the area and why and where do I work?
This is like, fucking question, bro.
Why am I here at this time frame and shit like that or whatever? Like, I think I have a little bit right to be hostile right now. It was funny because I
would say so.
I kept telling the hotel security the other day, I was just like, please don't call the cops. He's like, bro, you need to get a police report about this. You about to get paid. I was like, I don't care. I just don't call the cops. I was like, I gotta get out of here. He's like, bro. He's like, at least stay a little longer. Let's check on you, make sure. That's it. I feel fine. I just need to get away from here. This is like the height around when cops were just hunting down black people too. So black men at least. So
yeah. So that's scary out there, man.
Hell yeah.
Well, it's fucking still scary, but yeah.
It started when I was still at the condo, and I remember me and you was like, hey, let's do these early because we don't like driving at nighttime. You know, it was like, hold on, I ain't trying to get pulled over. Like that.
Any little thing, fuck that, dude.
Yeah, that's when we started stopping the whole I'm gonna have like 20 drinks in one night and drive home type shit. You know, I was like,
yeah.
Now when I would go out, I was having like one drink and shit and be like, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need my breath getting smelled or anything like that. Now if you do, you just put the mask on or whatever and shit and be like, I got COVID, yo. You might want to back up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that cop might say, I got a gun too. You might want to get out of the car. I'd be like, touche, sir. All right.
Too fucking true.
Yeah. I'm gonna play that song when a cop pulls me over. I should put that in slow motion when a cop pulling you out of the car. Play this Jamie Foxx song.
You got the red and blue light slowly fading in and out. Like slowly getting in the car. Handcuffs right behind you, fucking man.
Oh, you know what you should see too? Oh, like a bottle of like beer or whiskey sitting in the passenger side. Just looking like it's looking at you and shit. While your face is pushed up against the glass and you just like, I just can't explain this shit at all. I make a funny last drop video, except I don't want them really touching me.
Yeah, no. No, fuck that.
I don't want them touching me at all, actually. It was, he just comes and fucks this song.
What the fuck is he talking about? Is this Negro talking about?
Oh my god.
Shut your ass up.
Hey, look, let's go back to Jamie. Ooh. Jamie's setting his vibe, right? And then Drake just comes in and just, oh, I'm just feeling all the lessons. I was just like, what the fuck is he? What is this, bro? Why is this brother considered good?
Telling you, he's Buzz Killington.
That brother
wear that top hat, yes, monocle.
Dude, overbite. Terrible. I remember I went to the first time I heard or seen a Drake video. I was at that taco spot, on the one in Culver City.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. And I was eating this big ass burrito, Cody. And I was eating. I was like, and it was something was ruining it. My eardrums just started to bleed. And I looked on the TV and it's Drake on. I said, who is this annoying ass motherfucker talking right now? He's fucking up my burrito vibes. And I look on the screen and it says Drake. I was just like, does he talk like that? Like he got vocal fry through in real life? Because if he does, and holy shit, he got that, ow. I just plan in a minute and I'm just like, damn, brother. Like, Jesus.
Yeah. It was just the first moment I heard that motherfucker. He's always irritated me. His voice, his rapping voice, and his whatever fucking singing. I don't really call it singing. I don't know what the fuck that is.
I don't know what it is. I really don't know.
Stand it. And literally every time I fucking hear it,
it kills me.
It seems to get worse.
I know some people that said he's better than Nas.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I've heard that. I've heard that.
No, as much as I love the West Coast has some terrible taste in music sometimes. Mm-hmm. I would never, ever hear some shit like that on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. I would, like, never hear that shit. Like, I wouldn't, they wouldn't even, if DMX was still alive, they wouldn't even utter the words that Drake is better than DMX or something. Anyone of that, like, caliber, let alone Nas. It's like, brother. Lord. But when I heard that or whatever, and I was just like, I was like, just go ahead and kill me. just go ahead.
Just end that shit,
please. He said, "You got to admit, he's way more talented than Nas." I was like,
"Bullshit." Nas has more talent than his pinky and fucking Drake. I don't hear that shit.
It's like Nas's restaurant got more talent than fucking Drake's whole career. Okay, sweet chick for life, bitch. Okay,
this man birthed Illmatic. Fuck out of here with that shit. I don't hear all that.
Oh man, but he came out. You can't tell me that I forgot the name of that song. That Red Light Special wasn't a Hotline Bling.
Hotline Bling. Yeah.
He said, "You can't tell me that wasn't a hit though, whatever and shit." I said,
yeah, "Nobody's denying it was a hit.
I ain't denying it was a hit. Right? Yeah. People are gullible when it comes to hip hop now. They'll like any fucking thing that comes out now. I mean, shit. Literally, me and Cody could release a track and
I think the idea of hip hop overall just changed." Mm-hmm. I think that's what that is, because I know we're gonna sell like old heads and shit. Like,
we are
back in my day and all that.
But I don't give a fuck. Are. I will. It was better back then.
But the discourse about hip hop, it's changed. It's not about storytelling anymore per se. It's what it is. I mean, there's still some storytellers out there. It's hard to find, but
because the attention span is shorter now, is that why?
Mm-hmm. It's that. And it's just, I don't know. I guess people just kind of acclimated it towards a certain, like, sound that they vibe towards. And it's just, in my opinion, some people might disagree, I think it's just less substance overall.
Yeah.
Within hip-hop. And like I said, we've noticed that it started within, like, the mid-2000s, like, when it started, like, really fall the fuck off.
Yeah. And then people were giving credit to rappers you would never, ever give credit to. I mean, you know, the fucked up part about it is hip hop was this it was this story creation of like what was it like being I always use Nas as an example because you're talking to two California boys, grew up in, you know, Compton, LA or whatever and shit. Mm-hmm. And like whenever he was rapping, I swear to God, it's like you were in New York. You felt like his storytelling, it was like a painting. You saw it come to life.
That's why we gravitated towards hip hop.
Yeah.
Storytelling, and they were painting them. That's why I was such a big fan. Well, I was a big fan of Lupe Fiasco because his storytelling, especially those first three albums.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking amazing. That's my favorite album. It's one of my favorite albums of all time. Conceptually, that album is fucking terrific.
Cool tells a story from all the way beginning to the end of the album, too, though. Like, yes. It stays consistent in the story. Whereas in like the other two albums, they have like each song is its own separate story. It doesn't follow like. But the Cool felt like a anthology or something like that. You know, it felt like this should have been like a part one or something like that. You know? Although he did start it in Food and Liquor with, I think, because there was a song called The Cool.
There was a song called The Cool.
That's right. Yeah. And I swear to God, if you listen to that song and play The Cool album, it
fits right in.
It's like fits right into it. And it's just like, you can't plan this kind of storytelling. Mm-hmm. Like you just.
Yeah, it was a precursor. Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, damn, it was a prequel to The Cool or whatever, you know, the actual album itself. Oh, fuck. You know what? You just showed a story of me. Black Star coming back, Cody.
Black Star? Oh, no shit.
Shit, man. They got an album coming out. You told me this Friday.
All right. Well, big note of that.
Hold on, let me see if I can find this. Yeah, Black Star. People, Black Star, that's Mos Def and Talib Kweli. That's my shit right there. Like that, when they got together, I was like, ooh. Let me see if I can find, here we go. He said, Talib Kweli or Black Star, new album 5/3/22.
Dope.
Only on Luminary. I don't know what the fuck that is, but.
I don't know what the fuck that is either.
Another
fucking streaming service.
Oh, so Yoon said it's Luminary Podcast.
Okay.
So I guess that's like I don't know if that's a podcast.
When's the last time Mos Def brought something out?
Mm. I don't know, but
because I don't, he's been under the radar for a while because I haven't seen him act in anything in a while either.
No, and he's one of my favorite. If not,
Mos Def is fucking terrific.
That was like my second favorite artist in high school, dude. Yeah,
Mos Def is. Yeah, he's
I mean, the brother just. I mean, he's got that Method Man voice where he just speaks. It's just so smooth. It's clean. You just like, oh, I mean, and he could do anything too. The last time he came out with an album, Cody, was 2006. That was True Magic.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's when I graduated high school.
It's been 16 years.
Yeah. Fuck. And my favorite album in high school was The New Danger. That was the one where he's got the hat and the mask on. He's got the gunshot through his head. Mm. I fucking love that album, man. He had that song on there called, I think it was his single too, Sex, Love, and Money. And it just, it was like, he just like flows. Well, you know what? Mos Def was on that Gorillaz album too.
Oh, yeah, he did that track.
Yeah, so he did Stylo. Yeah. So, I mean, as far as his albums go, that was his last album go. But as far as features and shit like that, because that Stylo came out in, what was that, 2000?
That was like 2009, 10 maybe?
Yeah,
2010. I think it's 2010.
I was listening to high school. People was like, "What the fuck is this?" Like, damn, you ain't got that new Lil Wayne on you or nothing like that.
Like, yeah, you got that Amelia on you. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, Dipset.
We fly high, no lie, we ballin'. I fucking hated that goddamn song, by the way.
Awful.
I despise every bit of that goddamn song.
It's terrible.
You know, for some reason, when I hear this, I just picture myself on like a New York subway. I don't know why. You just on a New York subway, you cruising, whatever. You got the big ass headphones on and shit. You start walking the streets of New York and stuff. Like, that was like one of the like the beautiful things of hip hop. Mos Def was just fucking dope. And Talib Kweli, he was another one I didn't get no credit neither, or whatever. I mean, this dude could spit. I guess his most popular song was
Talib Kweli is dope, bro.
His most popular song was probably his first single, which was Get By and Around My Way, I think, with John Legend. That Get By song, dude, he spits in that shit. Like, I was like, I love that shit. Hold on. Yeah, so that was 2010 when he did the Stylo shit. Okay, so. And then you had obviously Khalid, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, damn, I feel 2004 now.
For real. Oh, man. Oh, there's a track. When Kanye was dope. Kamal was on the track, too. I don't even remember Get Him High.
Oh, yeah. Get Him High, that's right. That was 2004, Actually, because Get By came out in 2002. So, yeah.
Okay.
And then, damn. I didn't know fucking Tali was out that goddamn long now.
Mm-hmm.
I love the opener of this song. He's like, we go to episode 2, like Attack of the Clones. Man, this. We just lost like 20% of our viewers.
Like, who is this? The fuck is Colin Parley and Mos Def? What the fuck is a black star?
I got a black butterfly. How to pimp my butterfly, you know?
Oh God.
I'm gonna bail me out. This was like the hotness right now. This was like when like Common, Talib, Mos Def, and Lupe was like, Lupe was just coming out around time too. And it was like, whoo, man. Feel like a resurgence of hip hop. Then I found out nobody was listening to that shit. And I was like,
so much for that.
Well, that was the one thing about
anti-climactic.
The Chappelle show is he would have all these kind of artists on his show and shit performing. Like he had like the Mos Defs and the Talibs and all them and stuff like that. So that was like one cool thing about the Chappelle show is that Chappelle was like having the Roots and all them on there. So like, and that show was like super popular. So it was cool to give them like this platform of musicians and shit. God bless Chappelle for being such a huge talent in noticing good hip hop.
till this day.
Because I got to tell you, there's some celebrity out there, they hip hop choices just going with the whatever the fuck it is. Because the hip hop, that shit is just so fucking
LeBron.
Shit. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You remember that one song by The Roots? I know we just went on to a tangent, people, about hip hop, but we love that shit. So Don't Say Nothing off The Tipping Point.
Yes, sir. Don't say nothing.
He just starts mumbling. Brother just starts mumbling, Cody. And the shit sounds like
it's still dope as fuck.
It's still dope as shit. You remember the music video for that shit, though?
Mm-hmm.
It was like it was like a comic book or whatever, like flipping through pages, like a mafia style comic book, the way it was like flipping pages and going through the next scene and shit like that. Like, it was just like, The Roots was like my thing in high school. Like, that was my shit. This came out in like 2004, man. Ooh, man, it was.
Reminds me of that the Lupe song, Hip Hop Saved My Life, when it was like, some.
Yeah. It was funny because it took me forever to figure out what he was saying, and that Don't Say Nothing. So I was just like, hold on.
That brother wasn't saying nothing.
Yeah, he ain't
literally, not saying nothing.
He just mumbling some shit. I'll be damned. But damn, that song was just so fucking dope, whatever. And
It might have, I don't know. It sounds like an Neptune beat. This sounds very early 2000s, man.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it sounds like the shit 2002. Is this when this song came out?
Yeah. 2002? I know this is 04.
04, okay.
Yeah.
It sounds early 2000s.
There we go.
Look at him.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because there's actual rappers today that mumble and they sound like garbage. And here he is. He's just like fucking around, like writing.
Yeah, he's fucking.
And then somehow it sounds way better than it, like 99% of the motherfuckers that actually are mumbling and shit.
Yep.
That second verse was my favorite, though, where you talk about Geffen Records, cut the check and do a heavy as Anvil. I was like, God damn, dude. What happened to hip-hop culture? What happened? Shit died.
No, I said back in 2006, hip-hop is dead.
That shit died and fell off a cliff and then got pissed on and then...
And ran over twice.
Couldn't believe seeing people reach levels that they never achieved. Go stick up here, give me out the door. I'm still on the ground for his mom to black. And if his mom goes bald, I'm gonna take it right back. That shit was so dope, dude. Oh man. Oh God, that's the only thing I'd like to go back in time on. Anything else, I don't give a fuck about. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Damn, could you imagine when by the time, you know, if we make it to that age, by the time we like 40, what hip hop gonna sound like?
I don't even want to know. Really don't want to know.
That really ain't that far from now.
It'll be here before you know it. Honestly.
Oh man, that's just gonna be like turning more pop and shit because, you know, it's gonna get worse now. So. Anyway, people, let's talk about some beer now. Cody, what are you over there sipping on?
Today, I'm sipping on a classic. You used to only be able to get this at the brewery through a raffle. I remember back in 2015 and 2016, I believe, I won that raffle 2 years in a row.
Damn.
Bottles. Yep. And then they started distributing it worldwide. No, I don't know necessarily worldwide, but at least in California and other states. This is Kern River Brewing's Citra double IPA right there.
Bro, something special for that 3 year anniversary of Craft Beer Week. You look at that.
Made with 100% Citra hops. As you can see right here, it is the Great American Beer Festival Brewery Group of the Year winner back in 2019.
Last time you had camera. That beer, sir.
Yeah, it's probably been since 2019. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it is funny how even though 2019 was like 3 years ago, it feels like a decade ago.
It does feel like a decade ago. Really, the
pandemic
does.
Made time just like drag.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it really did. Yeah, this is a double IPA coming in at 8.5% alcohol.
Mm.
So about standard for your classic double IPA. Not necessarily the higher end. Yeah, about right at that market, 8.5%.
Before you get in the nose on that, I got a quick question for you. Did you buy any bundles this week, Cody?
Fuck no, I didn't buy any goddamn bundles. I'm telling you, man, I want that Michter's fucking the barrel strength rye. I want that so bad.
Yeah.
I was looking at El Cerrito. I was looking at the website. Last time I checked, I got like six left or some shit like that.
Yeah.
But I was like, Cody, don't do this bundle shit, man. You're above the fucking bundle shit. Fucking
you're above the bundle.
180 for some for the Michter's, and then four bottles.
Four. So you're spending $200 basically because of tax and shit. So $200 basically on one bottle.
All right, what is the retail for that bottle again, Mr. Brightwell?
Michter's,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like around 110, 120.
110.
Yeah.
Why can't you just sell the shit? Why is that so fucking hard?
You know what would be nice about the bundles? If they let you pick the bottles, they just gave you a price range.
That'd be great.
Like, if they gave you a price range saying, I don't know what those rum bottles call. I was asking Cody, what the fuck are those bottles? Honestly, I didn't know what they were.
I've never seen them either.
I was like, they look like cheap-ass liquor bottles, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if they made you – because there was a store I got a Weller Foolproof bundle from. They ran out of the shit. This is like back in 2020. They ran out of the stuff that they were giving it with, like the Wheatley vodka and shit like that. Mm-hmm. They let me pick the bottles or whatever and shit. But it had to be like in a $30 range or whatever. So I got like to pick the Elijah Craig. I got a Buffalo Trace bottle. And I picked the Eagle Rare store picker that they had and shit like that. So I was like, that's cool with me. I mean, you let me pick, but I don't want that fucking vodka. I don't want a Sazerac rye, none of that shit or whatever. And, you know, it's funny because I just bought a bottle and still haven't posted it yet. And the store was just like basically, it was a bundle, but they just sold me the bottle itself because they were like, he was like, you want the bottle? I said, I just want the bottle. I don't want that fucking bundle shit. He was like, dude, I'm trying to get rid of this
bullshit.
Shit.
Yeah.
He said, I'm trying to get rid of this shit. I'm not going to charge you the bundle price, but I'm going to give you the bundle shit for free. I said, I really don't want it.
I said, I really
don't want it or whatever and shit. He was like, nah, bro, I'm going to pack it up for you. I said, no, please don't do that. I said, please, I do keep not that want
right there.
Yeah. I said, I don't give a fuck who made that vodka. I don't want that Wheatley vodka. I don't want that fucking Sazerac rye. Okay, I have a bottle of Sazerac rye. I have it because, you know, it's just good to make cocktails or whatever.
Yeah, we got a bottle here too.
I don't want to be fucking getting hordes of Sazerac rye, though. Okay, so no, thank you. And you know, I see your Michter's rye El Cerrito. I'm like 179, you know, 200 with tax. I'm like, if I was desperate, maybe. But then you told me it was a bundle. I was just like, I really don't want that shit now.
What
do you do with them four bottles right there? You know, yeah,
don't want that.
The problem is you can't even get rid of the shit. That's why.
No, you can't.
And I don't want to be that one pouring shit down there. Like, because if I'm buying a bundle, I paid for all these fucking bottles. I mean, I need to get rid of this shit. Like, if I could get a valuable trade, like if I could trade one of those Sazerac Rye for like a bottle of, I don't know, I'm trying to think of something. I mean, them Sazerac Rye is so cheap, I don't know what you could get for that.
Yellow Label Four Roses?
Yeah, I'm about to say, maybe like corn, yellow corn or whatever.
Mellow corn, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, is there a bottle of cheap tequila maybe? I mean, no? Okay. I don't even think I want cheap tequila. I don't like cheap tequila.
Nah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, because that shit makes you... No, I mean, what cheap spirit would someone trade you a fucking Sazerac for? And I don't even think they would. They'd be like, I could buy that shit at the store if I wanted one.
Yeah, why don't you get Sazerac? Yeah.
Why would I do that? They put the bottles that's in the bundle that nobody's buying in the store.
Yeah, they just taking up space. That's why they just offload them. We're like, we know what you're doing. That's kind of an insult, really.
But yeah.
Give me like these Tammy down. I don't want this shit. You know, this shit's not good. So I don't want this bundle just so you can offload your profit. Like, get the fuck out of here, dude.
I know you don't have as much as I do, but you got a big stash now. Do you ever just look through your shit and see, like, you be like, why do I have this shit? Like, and you're like, so the last thing you want to do is get through a bundle and be like, I just added four extra fucking bottles that I don't even know what to do with now. Like, I'm trying to get rid of shit. I'm not.
Yeah,
trying to,
I don't want all this bullshit, bro. Like, just save it. Especially since we're adding all these other spirits to our lineup too. Like I'm buying wine now. I don't have time for these fucking bundles. What do we start all this bullshit? I don't want no.
Yeah, I was looking at the tequila and Armagnac I got and shit. And I was like, fuck, I need a separate case just for these two now. Whatever,
yeah, you know? I don't have time for this hand-me-down bullshit, dude. Like, or the space.
Well, we said this last year at the beginning of the year or whatever. My liver only has so much to take nowadays.
Exactly.
And I don't want bullshit. And even if it's not bullshit, I just don't want it for the simple fact that I can get it any other day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's something I can get tomorrow, then
when they like release like any like Buffalo Trace line, like Elmer T. Lee or like Colonel Taylor, they have like specials with like the Buffalo Trace bundle. We get like bottles of Buffalo Trace.
Oh yeah,
I want that shit.
I don't want that.
I like Buffalo Trace. I don't want that shit.
I fucking hate Buffalo Trace, but I love them at the same time. Because they make so many goddamn good products or whatever, but at the same time, like, fuck that distillery. I mean,
why is Elmer T. Lee? I know it's not really Buffalo Trace's fault. It's the fanboys.
Yeah.
Like, why is Elmer T. Lee? Why is it upwards like $150 and shit, dude? That's a $50 bottle. That's a $50 fucking bottle.
I bought three of those Elmer T. Lees back in 2018 for $60. And now you see that shit? That shit runs for $300, $400. Mm-hmm. Like, ooh. And you know the thing is, too? It don't even look like a 7.5 mm-hmm. neither. You like staring at it like, well, you know it is, but it looks.
Foolproof, $50, $60 bottles. Why the fuck am I spending $150 up for this shit?
Yeah. I mean, shit, the same thing goes with the Blue
Stag Run. Junior.
Oh, I'm sorry. You about to be spending more than that.
Yeah, I love Stag Junior. That's some of my favorite shit, but I'll never buy it again. I can't.
Yeah. I saw it at this one store where I got my Elmer T. Lee at the mm-hmm. other day, and they wanted $350 for it. I was like,
ooh. Yeah, I had that Batch 14. That shit was fucking delicious. It's one of my favorite whiskeys of all time.
You gotta get
Batch
16. Another one.
Batch 16?
Yeah, but it's hard to find.
I don't find that shit. I'm gonna try to find that shit.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're rebranding Stag Junior too to just
Stag. Oh, it is Stag, right?
Yeah. So you know the price is about to shoot up on that motherfucker right now.
Yep.
So it's funny because that store where I just saw for $350, he was telling me about it, and I looked at him and just said, back in 2019, I got this from you for $70, a batch 13. He just looked at me and said, I gave you that for $70? He was fucking around with me. He's like, I gave you that for $70. Like, it was in the case. $70.
Any day of the week for $70.
He looked at me and just said, shit, man. I should have charged you higher for that. I said, I know you should.
Let me find Stag Dream for fucking $70 a pop.
$70. I mean, that's probably the one bottle, as good as I'm at hunting, that's the one bottle I do not find for anywhere close to retail anymore.
No.
I don't even see that thing.
The only time I found it was, where's that spot at? It's in kind of the OC. What store is that? Where I get that Old Scout store pick from?
Yeah, Great Press.
Great Press, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I found it.
Mm-hmm. I think I got theirs for $65 when I went there. It was funny because one of the first times I went there, the prices were looking a little high, or whatever, but they had like a Weller Antique just sitting there, store pick or whatever. And it was just sitting there for $60. And I was just like,
oh shit.
I said, that tag must be wrong. I had to put my glasses on. Shit. Mm-hmm. I was staring at it for a minute. Hold on. Yeah. I said, I tried to act like, sir, your fine mm-hmm. bottle of Weller Antique right there or whatever. Is that $59.99? Well, yes, it do, my good sir. I was like, I will take a bottle, please.
Grab that shit.
Yeah, I mean, you ain't gonna find those bottles for $60
anymore. No.
That'd probably be the one thing I'd do is going back in time is I would buy a lot of liquor.
But Oh, yeah. Knowing what I know now, I would stock the fuck up.
Stag Junior, though, too. That's such a good barrel-proof bottle, but, you know, I mean.
It really is.
I don't want to pay $300 for that shit, so.
Yeah, and now fucking Elijah Craig getting a bitch to find too, barrel proof, and it's getting shut up in price.
Yeah,
so, I have nowhere to go. I can't buy the good shit no more.
They want $89 and $99 for fucking Elijah Craig. Bro. I'm just like,
I'm like, I am not spending. No, that's like what a $70 bottle at most.
Yeah, it used to be a $59 bottle. I used to mm-hmm. buy those like in droves or whatever because it was like, oh, it's a cheap.
I'm not spending $100 on above that. No.
Sorry.
That's one of my favorite whiskeys, but no.
I gotta tell you, about a year or two from now, we're losing this whiskey game. I think it's over.
I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it because we got Armagnac, we got tequila, we got mezcal, we got wine. I'm cool. I'm good.
I mean, I'm cool too because I have a huge enough stash or whatever and shit like that. I'm good, but I think from the next 2 to 5 years, or whatever, this game is over.
Yeah,
I think it's done. These prices.
It's not even fun anymore.
No,
it's like, not. How people have fun doing this shit?
Yeah, it's work that I don't like doing.
Like, I don't want to work to drink good shit. You know what I mean?
And I don't want to be constantly spending every year 200 plus on one bottle or whatever and shit like that. It's like,
it's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous at this point. So
yeah, I got a buddy who he's a big Colonel Taylor fan. And he's got closets of the shit, right? So every year he tries to grab them. And he even told me the other day, like, he's like, I submit, I give up, it's over. He said, if I have to pay secondary, if I run out of a bottle, I guess that's what I'll have to do now. But he's like, I'm not doing the work anymore or whatever and shit. And I was just like, God damn, dude, you sound defeated. He was like, yeah. He's like,
why do you not be defeated? Yeah.
He's like, try finding a warehouse C for fucking retail. I said, don't even give me.
And it's even worse because everything else outside of, you know, liquor's becoming expensive. You can't drive nowhere. Gas is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
The thing I do, you're going to buy a bottle or you're going to buy gas.
Well, inflation has shot up too, as well as rest of the air. So, you know, you're paying extra on a little bit of everything now, whatever.
Yeah.
So, at least 2 years from now, whatever, it might be time to switch spirits.
That's why these delivery fees, like, I don't really mind them so much anymore. You're going to pay that in gas anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
I never looked at the delivery fees unless it was like it made the price jump to like something I didn't want to pay for it.
Yeah.
It's like if I'm paying $150, cool. But if it somehow shot up to $200, I'd be like, wait a minute, hold on now.
Also, people, tip here, look, please buy from the Total Wine. They have coupons all the fucking time.
Yeah.
You can stack that shit. You get like free delivery and all that shit. And they usually have the good shit too at retail.
So I bought. Take advantage of that. I got me I went to Total Wine. They had Blanton's for $50. I was like, fuck it, I'll just give it away as a gift. And then I got a Woodford Reserve, one of the special bottles that they have. I got $9 off on that bottle, and I got $10 off on the Blanton's bottle. I was just like, because I had those coupons stacked up. Once you put the phone number in, it just takes them all. I was like, damn. I was like, shit.
Yeah. Also, people, don't be afraid to try new spirits. There's a lot out there. A lot of affordable, good stuff out there. So don't just stick to just one spirit.
I'm looking forward to opening the Armagnac bottles up, and I haven't opened yet.
Yep. I seem to get into rum. I know we're doing. What is rum month, by the way, Mr. Brightwell?
I don't know if we were doing a rum. I think we were going to do it any other week.
I thought we had a rum month. All right.
I was going to do it next week, actually. I don't think we have a month this year, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, all right, I'm with it.
Just like, I don't think we have a wine month neither or whatever. We were just going to mix it in with mix and match.
Sprinkle it in. All right.
Because mix and match probably going to be like a little.
It's going to be true mix and match.
Yeah, it's going to be true mix and match now, whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. It's going to be shit we never dived into, whatever. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I might do wine next month on mix and match.
All right. I got plenty of wine, actually. I got a lot of wine.
Hey, wine is affordable and delicious.
Yeah, exactly. You get a great. I got this popped open a $10 bottle last night. Delicious.
Yeah, it's like good. Really good. Like
yeah,
that Cody got that Otima bottle, the 10-year-old wine. I told him about.
Yeah, my girl loved that one.
It's just so caramelly and like.
No, it's a great dessert one.
It's like barrel. It tastes like it's been barrel aged. I mean, it's just And the 20-year-old, I had some steak last night again. I popped that 20-year-old, just poured it. What I love about it too, Cody, it has the cork on it, so you can keep coming back and forth to it. You ain't got to down it all in one night and shit.
Yeah, I have actually right here. I don't know when I'm gonna pop it up. I got this bourbon barrel aged Zinfandel right here.
A Zinfandel bourbon. Ooh,
yeah,
is that Josh?
Josh.
Is that Josh?
Yeah, Josh.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Josh is a pretty popular brand. I got a Josh white wine and I think a Josh red wine. Yoon gave me those two bottles, I believe. Whatever.
Yeah. So I don't know when I'm going to pop that open, but that'll probably be on a future show.
Yeah, Josh. For sure. Well, shit. We should just pick a wine day.
Yeah, we should do like a mix and match. Just do instead of mix and match. Technically, just do like wine, like a wine show.
Shit, let's just do it next week. I mean, next week. Yeah, let's just do it fucking next week.
All right, for sure.
Yeah, just do wine. I'm gonna do the a Timo, or we just do it next May. When is National Wine Day? That seems to be when we do these days anyway.
I'm gonna look that up right now.
Wine. One second. National Wine Day, May 25th. All right, mix and match May.
There it is.
There you go.
Wine. All right, heard.
Wait a minute. What are the 17 National Wine Days? 17 National That's Wine Days.
17. What the fuck? Well, we just do the May 25th.
Yeah. Like,
let's keep that shit simple.
Oh, it's by like a Moscato and Sauvignon.
Oh, they're going like specific.
Yeah, they break it up like that.
That's I see. I ain't nowhere near that deep yet. So
yeah, I only know those two. I just named.
I just know my favorite is red wine, and there's like a subgenre of red wines like this one right here. Like, the one I popped up last night was a Cabernet.
Your girl, she would probably like the red Electra wine from they have that at Total Wine. It's like $13.99, I think.
You said what's that called now?
Red Electra. It's a dessert wine too.
Red Electra wine.
Yeah, it's sweet. Okay. It's not like the Otima. This one's more of a sweeter wine than the. It's by the I think it's Quadri Winery.
Oh, here we go.
They have a white one too.
Okay, yeah, $11.99. There it goes. Quadri Red. Yep.
Yeah, they have a white one too, but I like the red one more as far as like sweetness goes. It's like super sweet, but I think your girl would like that one.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for the recommendation, brother.
Yeah. So just pop that on her real quick. Get that from Total Wine. Order that one.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to do another little delivery run probably next week or the week after. I don't know. We'll see.
The only store that used to have this wine was BevMo for the fucking longest. So I was the only reason why I used to go on BevMo. And then finally Total Wine started getting some of the other stores started getting it. So I was like, oh, thank God. The white wine is good too. I just like the red one a little bit more. As far as like sweet dessert wines go, like that one's my go-to because I'm not really too high on the dessert wine unless it's been barrel aged. But this one's a nice little, you know what? It's a nice brunch wine.
Nice. Okay. It's
a nice brunch wine actually. So yeah.
So very nice
wine. I sent some to my cousin in Kentucky, whatever, and they've been drinking the bottle left and right.
All right, let me sign in so I can remember that shit. Do that right now.
Send you a photo of that shit so you don't remember. Yeah. I think it actually, you know what, that probably go good with like some like brownies and shit like that, like sweets.
Wine week.
So yeah, mix and match next month, people. Wine week. We're going to get classy on here.
You're super classy.
I have an expensive
ashy and classy.
Ashy and classy. We're bringing the best. I have like expensive ass wine glasses someone gave me or whatever. I broke one of them.
That's what I need to invest into, some nice wine glasses. I don't have any.
I broke one as I was putting it back in the box. I heard this loud snap noise.
Shit.
I heard this loud snap noise. I was like, ooh.
No.
I haven't opened the second one I gave me because I looked up how much they were. I was like, ooh. I shouldn't have done that. So yeah, it was funny because I was just telling her how I always used to break these kind of wine glasses or champagne glasses whenever I hung out with Cody and shit. Like I would
just my God. Oh, I remember, man. I think that's still your profile photo in my contacts on my phone. That picture where you broke he's looking like.
Oh yeah, just looking like.
Yeah.
Remember that one time I just set the glass down? That shit just shattered in pieces. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn.
Yeah, you and glasses, man. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
But it was funny because as she just gave me these as like a Christmas gift, whatever, I was like, ooh, I know this brand. This is an expensive brand. And I was telling the story about how I used to break glass. She gets up from the couch and walks away from me. As I'm putting it back in the box, like it was clean. Mm-hmm. I was just like, I better go take this to the car before she asks. Can I see those glasses one more time? So I still have one like wrapped up in Christmas packaging shit and stuff. I have not opened that motherfucker out of fear.
Crazy.
Oh, but back on the beer you're drinking over there, sir, now.
Yeah, I get a lot of papaya on the nose, a lot of tropical fruit, a ton. Get that classic West Coast dankness.
Mm.
Get a little bit of alcohol in the background.
Mm. That dankness.
Actually, the harder I smell it, the more alcohol I get.
When you say dankiness, are you talking about like that L.A. River dankiness or that like that sweat between your balls dankiness?
Nah, kind of like if you smoke weed, that kind of dank smell. That kind of dank, yeah.
Oh, that kind of dank, man.
Mm-hmm.
Cody like Denzel. I'm high right now.
It's super dank. Super dank. You can tell it's been blasted with a bunch of hops. But you definitely that stone fruit kind of thing going on, papaya for sure.
Nose is familiar to you, or is
very familiar? Yeah. Classic West Coast, yeah. Classic West Coast. Palate wise, Burns follows the nose perfectly. Papaya, get the kind of pineapple kind of thing going on. It's called I know citra hops. It's called citra hops, which in the case supposed to be more like a citrus thing. You think it's citrus thing like orange, kind of like.
Yeah.
Tamarind or tangerine. You don't really get that here. It's more like tropical fruit I'm getting, like papaya, pineapple.
It looked like the color of that beer in that glass, at least when the camera does, it looked like it's all more tropical.
Yeah, more of a tropical kind of
thing. Like a dry tropical.
Not too much bitterness. You get a decent amount of bitterness. It's not too overpowering. It's well balanced.
Is it kind of dry?
It is drying on the palate. Pretty dry, actually. It's pretty dry.
That color, it just looks like it is. Mm-hmm. You know, it gives that look off. Whatever. What you see is what you get then.
There's a lot of, I'm getting a lot of papaya pineapple. No, I'm not getting like much red fruit, like strawberry or a cherry. I'm not getting much of that. Yeah, it's really good. It's you get what you pay for with this. It's a classic double IPA in my opinion.
What you pay for that?
Ooh, the four pack I got, man, I think it might have been 20.
20?
At the most. It might have been less, but it was no more than 20.
Is that a good price for that?
I would say buy it a bit fresher because this was canned on, you know, I'm biased because I'm from the West Coast. You know, me and my IPA has got to have super fucking fresh. This was canned on March 17th.
I started meeting a lot of people that don't like IPAs lately.
Yeah.
Kind of shocking.
So I can only imagine what this tastes like fresh out the canning line. Because right now it's good, but I know I can imagine if I had this like right when it was canned, this shit would have been just magnifique. As it stands right now, it's a really good beer. I'm hovering between a 2.5 and a 3 right now.
Mm-hmm. What's that finish like? What's on that finish? It's kind of dry. It's just dry, huh? Are you getting more
dry? Dry, you get the bitterness, and you get that fruit still, get that papaya, pineapple sort of thing going on.
Little hops on the esophagus there.
Finish. The finish is well balanced, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
It's a well balanced finish. You get a little bit of everything,
like a Stanos.
Yeah, exactly. Perfectly balanced. Yeah,
perfectly balanced. Yeah.
I gotta say, man. Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the finish note because I gotta give it points for that because the finish is really good. It does what it needs to do.
You know, I love a good finish, man. I mean, if your finish just lingers with me and it's like perfectly balanced, it's perfect. But I had a drink on here on Whiskey Week not too long ago where the finish wasn't like that, but the palate was just so flavorful that I had to give it more credit on that one. I'm not really, I'm more of a finish than a palate guy, but if your palate is super flavorful, ooh, you could win me over, you know?
Yeah. Man, I'm imagining
papaya and cherry.
The only thing is, man, I wish I would have had this a bit fresher because I can kind of see a sense that the beer itself would have been brighter if I would have had it closer to the canning date. Mm. It's still good, very good beer right now. It probably wouldn't have been a last drop if it would have had it in that sense, for instance. Mm-hmm. As it says right now, 3 weeks or so after it's been canned, I'm going to give it a 3.
Mm.
It's a damn good beer. I like it a lot. I can see this being world class. I've had it before when it's been that fresh, and it was a world class beer.
I got a comment the other day, actually, speaking of our ratings, they'd be like, man, you guys are hard on your ratings sometimes, whatever.
We just tell it how it is, yeah.
I was like, wait a minute, hold on. How are we hard? I think people hear threes and they think that's bad.
Mm-hmm. That three is not bad at all. That's a damn good rating. Really good beer. Great fucking beer.
I think that's people that don't listen every week, they listen pick and choose and shit. And I think they think like 3 out of 5 is like average or something like that. But 3 for us or whatever, you know, because you know it's only we only go up to 4s. So because 4s is the last drop.
Yeah, last drop. Yeah.
So threes is, that's like, you know, next level. 2.5 is like even above average. When you get to the twos,
2.5 is good rate. Yeah, it's a
good rate. 2.5 is good rating or whatever, you know, especially if the price is right, then go ahead and sip on that bad boy.
Yeah, the only time we could play maybe is when you sit like a 2 and below.
I'm sure we both have given below twos this year alone already. I'm almost certain of that or whatever. Mm-hmm. So three is not bad though.
I'll give it this. Yeah, I'm traveling to three.
Man. Oh, you know, so I was cracking jokes on Lunatic last week about not doing shows weekly.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And he was applauding us for continuing even during the pandemic, or whatever. I said,
yeah, we haven't stopped, bro.
We ain't stopped, bro. Not even once. Or
even if I may take a week off or two, I'm on vacation, whatever, or doing whatever, or you doing whatever. Yeah, we still
a show. And I've heard this compliment a few times now, whatever. And I keep forgetting to bring it up, whatever. People forget that we even do this via Zoom now.
I keep forgetting that. Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing is, people, me and Cody,
I have not seen this man in 2 years.
Yeah. I haven't either. which is weird for us because we would see each other.
It doesn't feel like I haven't seen you physically in 2 years, but that's the truth. I haven't seen you physically in fucking almost 2 years.
Which is crazy because me and Cody saw you.
But it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah. Weekly. We would see each other weekly, whatever, whether we was hanging out or recording or something like that. So it's weird when I see the compliments come in and be like, wait, y'all was doing that via Zoom? I didn't even know y'all doing that via Zoom.
Yeah, we started Zoom. It was like we're in like June-ish.
Yeah, 2020, summer 2020. Like
July, yeah.
Me and Cody been friends for like fucking a decade now.
It's going to be, it'll be a decade this year.
Yeah, decade crazy. This May. June.
That's fucking crazy. 10 fucking years, man.
I guess we got to do an anniversary special show.
For our friendship,
The friendship show.
Yeah. We should make that whole month just like a rare bottle occasion of different spirits.
That actually would be dope. We should do that, my friend.
Yes, we should do that or whatever.
if we get birthday month too, actually.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Let's do that.
That first time we went to Austin, Texas, and just said, hey, where you from? Where you from? Want to hang out?
That's exactly how that shit went. Literally.
I think I literally was just standing by Cody and I was just like chatting with everyone or whatever. And I just looked at him and just said, I was like, cheers, my friend, or whatever. And he was like, cheers, or whatever. And I was like, where are you from? Whatever. And he was like, I live in Sherman Oaks, California, or whatever. And I was like, Sherman Oaks? I was like, I live in Long Beach, California, sir.
That's how I went, man.
And then we became good friends. Yep. We realized we both were alcoholics.
That's how I started.
Yeah. And good then, times. Then that same year was your October. We went to. We went to San Diego first in July. We went to Comic-Con, I think.
That's right. And then we went to Alhambra later that year, right?
Yeah. And then we went back to San Diego for your birthday month or whatever shit. And that's when we just, you know, we'll tell all the stories in June or whatever.
Huh? Yeah. You'll hear about the old tales. Which, if you listen to Movie Spoilers Podcast back in the day, I'm sure you know what those are.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Remember when that girl shoved me in that bush on your birthday, Mom?
Yeah.
And I started hollering because I had, like, splinters in my ass. I was like, ah! I got raped.
Basically.
But Cody's like, you ain't gonna never gonna announce it. You're gonna be like, you enjoyed most of it. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah. That was back when I was desirable. That was like what I was. That was 24, maybe.
Yeah, that was 2012.
23, 24. Man. So, I'm 33 now. So, 10 years ago, that was, it was 20. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Ooh. That's wild. Yeah.
That was a year that I was trying to forget some pain of a loss I had or whatever. And me and Cody vowed never to do that again. Was that the same year where I got us that hotel in San Diego for Comic-Con where we had those little ass beds?
That was 2013, I believe.
Okay, that was the next year then, or
because that was the same year we got kicked out, right?
Yes, yeah. Right. So I tell the story. June, you'll hear some funny ass stories over the tiny ass beds. Even my short ass couldn't fit in this bed, people. That's.
Mm-hmm.
this bed was small as shit. And that was the day we woke up like vampires and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, we fucking rose from the grave, like, And that was the only hotel I could get that whole fucking weekend, because I think we did this like last minute.
Hey, it worked out. Shit, we had a place to stay.
Yeah, and in walking distance, too.
It was in walking distance, yeah.
And I didn't have to pay like fucking $500 or something. I think I only paid like two something or whatever for it. I was like, oh, that's perfect, man. Shit, yeah. You'll hear a lot of those stories in jail.
Yeah, you'll hear. Yeah, it'll be fun. Yeah.
But it is funny that the people still think we do these in person or whatever and shit. But that's just the wake of because I know a lot of people that don't like doing these via Zooms or whatever, but that's just the wake of me and Cody just knowing each other for so long now. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just, like I said, I haven't seen this dude in 2 years or whatever, but it just feels so fucking used to it now at this point. It's like, yeah. Another thing to talk about, too, is we got shirts now, Cody.
I got one, man. I got one.
Got one, too. You know, I got a bitch. We the host.
I bought the more
shirts.
Yeah, it's some bullshit, man. Fuck, it's cool. I got the one. I got the more expensive one. Like, the tri-blend? I forgot what the brand. I think it was a tri-blend, whatever the fuck they call it.
I got the tri-blend one is the extra soft one, whatever and shit. I like
that's one I got.
Too. I got that one too, whatever. Because that one's normally like $29, but it was on sale for like $20 or whatever. So I was like, it's a no brainer right there. Come on, like,
of course,
get that one or whatever. Yeah. So people, the sale ended just literally a few hours ago. I have a Daft Punk tri-blend one. I love that fucking tri-blend one because it's kind of like how actually this shirt's a tri-blend one too. So
I've been getting the merch more lately because I'm buying a bunch of like you know, the Batman just came out, so I'm buying a bunch of the Batman merch. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get my merch game up. So I'm gonna buy all that Last Drop shit.
Well, hey,
it's gonna take a little while.
T-Public, man, T-Public is the place to go because that's where nowadays that's where I get all my t-shirts from.
I'm getting the mug. Get a t-shirt from my girl. At some
actually,
point.
That mug looked better than the shirt. Yeah. Man. The mug looked better than the shirt, right? The mug is beautiful.
I love that fucking mug.
I just got the shirt and a sticker, like three stickers or whatever.
Sticker at some point.
I'm going to slap those stickers somewhere real quick. Shout out to everyone that bought one. We sold at least about 13 of them or whatever, like right away.
So,
hey, send me those photos of y'all rocking them Last Drop shirts. I want to see
I'll probably wear it for the next show we do. I'm going to wear it because it should be here this week.
Somewhere. I just got a tracking for UPS like yesterday.
Should be here this week.
Yeah, I'm thinking like by Thursday or Friday. I should probably get mine.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
Shit, I should have got a mask and a mug too, to be honest, whatever. My sister, shit, she bought a hoodie.
I was thinking about getting a hoodie too. Well, I'm going to get all that shit. I'm going to get all of it.
Yeah, yeah. I wish they had like the thermal mugs.
Oh, like a thermos? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I want one of those, whatever. Because I don't really use the coffee mug styles too much or whatever shit. But
yeah, I mean, I would use the fuck out of that. You know, I'm a coffee maker, so, yeah.
Another thing, too, is I want fucking hats. I wish this site had hats.
A hat would be dope.
I need a hat. I need a hat real quick.
Ooh. Mouse pad would be fucking cool.
Yeah, actually, a mouse pad would be dope, too.
Coasters.
Oh, I need coasters. Or for beer, the koozies.
Oh, I need koozies.
There's a podcast there's a beer podcast that sent me a koozie. And they got their like, so I need to hit them up and be like, yo, where'd you get these made or whatever? I need some, I need some Last Drop ones or whatever. So they sent me a koozie and a sticker and shit like that. So I'm like, yeah, I need, they're called Three Guys on a Platoon. Dylan, Cameron, and Zach. It's a beer podcast. Right. What are you drinking? So give them a shout out real quick, whatever. I need to hit them up and be like, where'd you guys get them koozies from? Because I need koozies. I know a place that makes the hats in Long Beach. I'll probably message them and see. Because I want a hat.
I'll get a hat, too. I'm not a hat guy, but I'll buy one just to fucking wear it.
In high school, I used to be a big hat dude.
Yeah.
I used to be a big hat dude back in high school, but not anymore. But since the pandemic, I kind of gotten back into the hat, so... yeah, I just want one now. I mean, that logo on it looks fucking dope as shit, you know. So, so I want to see everybody post their photos with the shirt on, man. Post the Last Drop photos. That design just looks perfectly gorgeous now, and it sold like 13 within like as soon as I put it up or whatever and shit. So I was like, damn, I might have to make more designs now. Have to make some more designs, Cody. You gotta get up there now.
We will. We'll get into it.
So, yeah, right now the sale is over, so the shirts are back at $20, but T-Public has like a sale every fucking week down there. So
yeah, they always get like 50% off and shit like that. I've noticed.
Yeah, yeah. I buy shirts from them regularly or whatever. So shout out to everyone that bought one and then copping those big style shirts, you know. So get your kids a t-shirt too. I see kids t-shirts on there.
Get your kids. Get your mom, get your daddy.
Put one on a dog. Me and Cody saw a dog have a birthday party one time at a brewery. So you know
we did.
So put a fucking balloon and a Last Drop t-shirt on the motherfucker, you know? So.
Ooh, Last Drop balloons.
Yeah.
Last Drop balloons. Come to a store near you.
Come to a store near you. Last Drop pinatas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mexico called me. They said, oh, they were like, Senor, we looking for pinatas with your design on. And I said, I got something for you. And I sent it to them, and they said, yeah, there you go. So pinatas are coming. It's got Last Drop candy in it. It's mystery flavor. You never know what you're going to get.
You never know what you're going to get.
A Last Drop wrapper. Oh, that looked dope. Mm,
that would look dope.
Yeah, that mug looks beautiful as fuck, though.
I'm going to give me one, brother.
I'm going to wait for that next sale. I'm going to go ahead and grab me one of those, whatever. Oh, they have a notebook, too? Last Drop notebook?
Did I see that? I mean, I might have saw that, but yeah.
It's a hardcover.
I'm buying at least one of these.
It's a hardcover cover?
That looks beautiful.
Ooh, look at you, bend that
last drop notebook.
Back. Ooh. You know what? I might have to get one, Cody, and put my Hall of Fame, my Drop of Fame notes in there or something. Like, you know what?
That might be the book to keep track of shit.
Yeah. I might have to do this now, Cody.
Yeah.
I might have to do this.
I'm buying one of everything.
I'll get Cody's brother a kid's t-shirt for Christmas this year and shit, you know? And like, Merry Christmas, motherfucker. I mean, why wouldn't you want to wear that design? That design is beautiful and shit like that. You see that bottle, that bar, or whatever? Come on now. This is the most excited I've been waiting for a shirt for the longest, whatever. My buddy Frank, he got one over in New Jersey. The East Coast is going to be repping it or whatever. So, yeah, it's going to be dope. And my sister, she was just like, oh, it's got every colors too. I was like, hell yeah, I picked every color.
Dope.
She bought the hoodie in royal blue. It actually looked nice. Horrible.
Nice.
It really did look nice. I don't know, a lie. I don't wear too many hoodies or whatever, but I was looking at that royal blue going like, man, that blue just fades with that neon backdrop really well. So thank you for everyone that bought a shirt. Keep buying one or wait till another sale hits in. You got to buy one right away.
Yeah.
I just want to see people wearing them.
Just get to it. Let's get to it. Get the Last Shot merch going.
Yeah, yeah. So I was excited about that when I was.
Improve your style.
Yeah, I mean,
with that Last Drop merch.
If you're improving your liver, why not improve your style then?
There you go.
Wait till that Cody scarf comes.
Oh my God, Last Drop scarf. Oh my God. Could you imagine?
We won't be wearing it this week because it's hot as fuck, but still.
Yeah. Oh, that is brilliant.
It's fucking windy last week and it's hot as shit this week. I was like, I don't understand this climate change. Just kill me already if that's what you want to do. But damn. It was hot as balls on fucking Saturday.
It was like Friday and Thursday out here. It was like the 90s.
It was like 88. And then the further I got back down south or whatever, that shit started jumping up to 96 or something. I was like, oh.
God damn.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this is miserable. Oh, this is miserable weather.
Yeah, you know it's bad because I was talking to my brother the other day. And Culver City is like one of the cooler cities because it gets like the ocean breeze. Not far from the ocean. That motherfucker said it was too hot. I was trying to play Halo Infinite with him. And he was like, nah, brother, it's too hot. I can't do it.
And when it's too hot to play games. Because damn.
He has that whole big ass PC rig in his room.
Oh.
That shit gets hot as fuck when he turns that shit on.
I'm good then. Oh, I forgot your brother's one of those PC elitists.
Yeah.
I'll never forget when him and Stewart got into it. That was hilarious.
Oh, shit, right.
That is hilarious, whatever. Stewart, you better got a shirt, motherfucker. I know you working now, too.
Better got a shirt. Yeah, I know you got money.
Mm. Yeah, I know you got money now, whatever, shit. Let your boy borrow $250, by the way. Got some Jordans I want. It's another reason why I got to cut back on the liquor. Jordans are too expensive.
Yeah. shit, they've been expensive.
Really expensive shit.
Yeah.
They coming out with drops every goddamn week, and I'm just sitting there going like, ooh.
I'm not. I ain't even trying to keep it with that shit, man. I was like, you handle that. I'm good, man.
My shoe closet is about as big as my liquor closet.
Yeah, for me right now, I'm trying to upgrade my little desk setup over here, my gaming office setup. So I'm just investing in that right now.
I got this
Jordan all that shit.
Got this badass keyboard.
Yeah.
I have to send you a video. That lights up.
Okay, for sure.
Pre-programmed. Yeah,
I just set up this little like wall hoster for my Xbox Series X. Mm-hmm. She's looking slick as fuck right now.
Hey, no, your desk ain't complete until you get a last drop mug on that motherfucker.
I'm gonna get one. You're absolutely right, my friend. I'm gonna get one.
I gotta get one now to match my 2020 last drop. Or
there you go.
You as the alien, the 5G mm-hmm. black alien,
the 5G black. Yep.
Yeah, and me. So I mean, I gotta get one to match this. Whatever.
Got to.
This thing is literally for display. I don't even drink out of it. It's like for display because it's so badass, whatever. Thank you, mm-hmm. Art Lunatic, by the way, for that design. That shit is dope as fuck. So I need a last drop cooler mug, though, to take me with some water. I need one. Mm-hmm. They need to put that up there. So I need to look at other sites that provide like hats and shits because I'm going to upload that on there because I want a hat or something. Not right now because it's too hot as fuck, but... Mm-hmm. So yeah, we done now. Cody,
that's a wrap.
Yeah, it's a wrap. We talked about our shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect shirt, the merch. Perfect timing too, because you know, that 3-year anniversary, and you get a shirt drop, the 3-year anniversary shirt. Come on now.
Little hip hop talk today.
Little hip hop talk.
Little sports talk.
Mm-hmm. Little drink talk. Talk about that.
Well, once again, this is Kern Rivers Citra Double IPA coming in 8.5%. I hit it with a 3-drop on the show.
There you go, folks. Talked about how we can't afford whiskey going forward in the next 2 to mm-hmm. 5 years.
That's true. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Talk about how time to switch the spirit up real quick.
mm-hmm.
Could switch over to that Armagnac and that rum style or whatever, you know.
Yes, sir.
Get whatever whiskey I can for the year of 2022 because I... Michter's is another one. They're not releasing their bourbon this year, so the price is about to shoot up. So,
well, there you go. So even more incentive to get the fuck out of the whiskey game. Thank you.
So the stag and Michter's will be going up in prices, people. So,
I may not bother whiskey at all this year. I'm not even gonna bullshit you.
You know, I may
not bother at all.
I was looking at my 2022 finds that I saved in a story on Instagram. I got some good whiskey on there, but I was like, damn, usually by like the last few years, I've gotten more than this by this point, but I've kind of slowed down a little
bit. The only thing I'll probably buy this year is a Blue Run bottle. Yeah. I do really want one of those.
Yeah.
That's probably the only thing I'll buy.
Especially if you can get it for retail, because those Blue Run prices.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some, because, you know, they got that 12 days of these special variant bottles that sold out and shit. And they run for cheap on the website when they had them, whatever. Mm-hmm. But other people selling those for like thirdinary, not secondary, thirdinary.
Yeah.
They want $500 and shit for them.
Yeah. It's only fitting given, you know, their our artwork too. So I kind of have to get a Blue Run bottle.
Yeah. I got the Blue Run batch 1 and batch 2 that just came out, you know. So I'm very excited about that. Got batch 2, got 2 bottles of that one. So
dope.
Blue Run has been really the only thing I've been really chasing this year. So, and I got those.
I'll get a bottle. That's probably the only whiskey. I'm not even bullshitting you. It's probably the only whiskey I'll get this year.
I mean, I spent enough on
Armagnac. I don't have patience for it. Yeah. I'll be getting more Armagnac.
Yeah. Those rare Armagnacs wasn't cheap, so.
They're not, but they're worth it.
Yeah, so I got like three or four of those bottles. So I mean, those wasn't cheap. So that was enough for the beginning of the year for me. And then, like I mentioned, the Jordans ain't cheap either. So,
Oh, chef, I got you in the joint. Yeah, you fucked.
I'll be taking a break going forward for the rest of the year, Cody.
mm-hmm. You have a choice.
Yeah. That's some LeBron Air Force Ones, Cody. Ooh, they cleaning the motherfucker, though. Mm-hmm. Back on my shoe game.
Mm-hmm.
Back on my shoe game.
Yeah, you can't be fucking around with the whiskey no more, bro.
Yeah. I mean, especially I can't be paying $300 for bottles no more and shit like that. So.
No.
Yeah, so we done now, people. That was the 3-year anniversary of Craft Beer Week. Tune in next week for the 3-year anniversary of mixing and matching.
Mm-hmm.
That I think that was the first time we did that. We made the actual mix and match last drop drink when we had the
with the cocktails. That's right.
Yeah, we had the Nika coffee grain and the
Old Rasputin.
That old Rasputin or whatever. And for some reason, I guess I didn't learn from that first week where we decided to do like a 9-hour day of recording or whatever. My dumb ass went, oh, I'm going to take Cody Beer and mixing this shit. Oh, dumbest fucking thing. That month was a trial run, you know?
Well, yeah, that was the first month of the last drop. So you can't beat yourself up too much about that. Yeah.
Hey, but it tastes good, though.
It was good.
It was delicious.
I might do it again this month. Mm. I can find a fucking Nika coffee grain. But yeah.
Oh, you don't have a bottle? Again. I thought you did have a bottle.
I don't have a bottle.
You know where you should go? Check out the pavilions if you got one there.
Pavilion?
Yeah.
Okay. I might do that.
They usually have some of those.
Just for nostalgia's sake, I might do that.
That's another thing too. If you want to get some whiskey, or whatever, and you don't want to pay recruit, check out Pavilions. Go to Pavilions. Pavilions actually has a nice stock. Cody,
I don't even know there's any Pavilions out here. Shit,
I don't think so. But you know what? Newport Beach, sir. I think it's pretty close to you.
Dang close.
Okay. Well, I tried to throw something.
Not Newport. No.
Newport Beach, Cody. They got a nice ass Pavilions. It's super fucking nice.
I can only imagine.
It's got like a fucking food court in that bitch, dude. It looked like a mall when I walked in that bitch.
Yeah, that surprised me at all.
Yeah. Check out your local pavilions if you can find one, Cody. And,
for sure.
They'll probably have that Nika coffee grain or whatever. And by the way, those prices have shot up tremendously.
Of course. Everything's shooting up. Everything. Literally everything.
Them motherfuckers used to be $60. That shit is $99 now,
Cody. The cost of living in general is shooting the fuck up.
$99 for Nika coffee. And I love that bottle. I love that Nika.
Society thinks we're at the tail end of the pandemic. They're like, oh, yeah, everybody can buy shit again. Everybody's working again.
But no. Shoot that shit back or whatever. It's funny because it's like the most money I've ever made in my life that I'm making now, whatever and shit. And if somehow it doesn't feel that way.
I'm kind of in the same boat, too, with that financial kind of flex because you know, I'm really good with money.
Same.
So I'm kind of,
you know, I spend more
relative, but even then, it's like I'm buying all this shit for my fucking desk now, and I'm buying shit like every fucking week, dude. I'm buying like, I'm back on the Amazon tip again. Amazon fucking credit. I'm back on that shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, Cody. Ain't nothing wrong.
No, there's not.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta have like six tablets.
I'll splurge on that.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta have six tablets. You know,
pretty much.
You just got to.
Mm-hmm. Got to.
Yeah. So anyway, we done.
That's a wrap.
Speaking of Blue Run, also too, I want to thank Lost Nemo for sending me that Blue Run. Red Hot Lollipop.
Okay,
that's one of their variants, whatever shit that sold out. This is with the red butterfly. She even sent me the butterfly to go with the motherfucker.
Okay,
that was on the bottle, whatever.
So that variant. What's so special about that variant?
So they only made a few of these batches that they sold on their website, and you can't find them anywhere no more. Those sold out like right away. She's like, I knew you already had all the rye and the bourbon or whatever, so she's like, I wanted to sing something special. It don't get no more special than this Lost Nemo, so thank you so much for this, whatever, because I'm trying to decide when to drink this bet. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and just
give us a little preview right now. Give us a little preview right. I'm assuming this may be on a future show.
Oh,
give us a little preview right now. It's Lou.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Damn. Wait for a second. All right. Are we about to have a little impromptu now? Is that about to happen?
Damn. That tastes like those Red Hot Chili Pepper candies or whatever shit.
Oh, so yeah, I'm lying.
Damn.
With the name. Mm. Okay.
She sent me the red and blue butterfly that goes on the bottles, too. I don't know what the blue one's for, but I know the red one is for the Red Hot Lollipop, whatever. So I don't know what I'm going to put these on, but hell, I might just slap it on that lead bottle right there or whatever. But thank you so much for those. This is dope as shit, too. So, that finish kicking in now. Damn.
Right, that's a piece of show right there. We'll save it.
It tastes like those Red Hot little candies or whatever and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot. I think it's called Red Hot Chili Peppers, right?
I think it's called Red Hot. Yeah, they just called Red Hot.
Red Hot. You might be right. Yeah, they're running that Mike and Ike family. They're in that same little family. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have sipped that. Hold on. Let me just one more, Cody. Just a little bit, one more.
So when I picture in my head, it's like a better version of Fireball. And that was what Fireball wants to be. but not quite.
There's no cinnamon on it, though.
No, cinnamon. Okay.
No, cinnamon.
Okay.
It is.
And you know what? Just say that.
I won't say that.
There's going to be a full show dedicated for it. We'll say it.
It's a 117.6 proof on it. It tastes like every bit of it, too. It tastes like every bit of 117.
You getting that Kentucky hug?
That hub is hitting hard or whatever. Ooh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know who gets a lot of blue run is North Carolina.
Really?
I saw this guy on a live on his little bar set up. He had all the bottle, all 12 of them. Two sets of them. No, not North Carolina. North Carolina. He's in Georgia.
Georgia.
Okay. That's where it was. And I remember just writing on his live. I guess I need to take a trip.
I'm going to have to just break down and get a bottle from the website whenever they put that shit up.
Yeah, if they don't sell out right away.
That seems to be the only fucking way for me, at least.
Ooh, man. Or you got to take a trip to Georgia.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Totem wine. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Wait a second.
Oh, wait a minute.
Did
you just find one on Totem Wine? Did you just find one on Totem Wine?
Okay, no, it's saying out of stuff. Never mind. They bullshitting me.
They're
fucking with me. I'm about to say, bro.
You had me pulling the app up real quick.
They ain't got shit. Okay. It just came up on the little Google search. They ain't got shit. Okay. I'm about to say. Never mind.
I know they have one bottle on the website for like $229. It's like the gift set with the two glasses and it's the cash strength rye, the white butterfly. Nah, that's like my second favorite as far as I am. But I want that black butterfly, baby. Mm. I want the black butterfly. I need it all.
I will acquire a blue rum bottle before the year ends. I can tell you that right now.
I told them, man. I said, dude, that's my, for the year, that's my go-to bottle right now. I'm looking for that. I love it. I think it's beautiful. I love the design of it. I love the concept of it. I love the people that work behind it. So, you know what? I'm all for that. Man. I'd be happy if I could just get that black butterfly. And I even told the owner, I said, by the end of the year, I will find that black butterfly. I shouldn't have said that, to be honest, but I really shouldn't have said that. That bottle really is hard to fucking find. I think I'm going to be spending $400 on that bottle. I think.
God. Hey, well, if that's like one of the only bottles you buy this year of whiskey, then I don't see that.
That's not bad, right? That's like a nice birthday treat to yourself. I mean,
good. I would say so. Yeah.
It's not like I'm traveling again this year because of COVID and shit, you know, new variants. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I ain't going nowhere. So, probably the most I haven't traveled in the past fucking two, 3 years or whatever. But we're done, people. I gotta get that taste of that in my mouth now. I'm staring at that bottle like I'm Denzel Washington now.
You better kill that shit tonight, probably, if you don't fucking control yourself. I think that for a show, buddy.
I think that's big enough for two. let me just rinse it out with some Wawa.
That of a show.
Yeah, that's special right there because I ain't gonna be able to find that bottle. I wish I would have got on the Blue Run right when it came out back in 2020.
Yeah,
I wish I would have.
Same here. I can't even get on the website right now. I don't mean God wants me to buy Blue Run right now.
No, I can't even get their merch off the site. So
yeah, I mean, I can't afford right now anyway, so I should be looking. But
don't look at shit when you don't want to spend no money.
I browse, goddamn it!
Internet browsing. When you don't want to spend no money, it's best not to look at anything.
That's true. I've been spending a lot of money. I gotta stop. I gotta chill.
Anyway, people, we done now. We're getting out of here.
That's a wrap.
Yeah,
that's all she wrote.
All she wrote, whatever. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Keep buying shirts, people. Keep buying shirts.
Keep buying some mugs. Get us paid, goddammit.
Get paid for...
Spend our own hard-earned money on this liquor we acquire.
I got to tell you, the cut really ain't that much what you get back, by the way, on the shirts.
Yeah, I figured. All right. I'm not even going to bother asking that fucking question. I'm like,
I got to find a distributor to just give me the shirts and I make them announce.
I already knew.
So, with that said, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.